Roses, written by Asen Grayson and read by K-Verb. This is a Bat fanfic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Jason and Bruce and is additionally tagged with trans female character, baby Jason Todd. Jason Todd is Robin. Jason Todd is not Robin. It's both, just wait. Self-discovery. Bruce Wayne is a good parent. Trans for trans. No transphobia. And trans Jason Todd. This is part one of Nail Polish and Brass. It's not something Jay has always known, not like others have described it. There hasn't always been the pressing urge to change, to make herself into something else. But the words had been so right. Bruce was clinically explaining why certain people faced more problems, needed more careful watching over from their corner, when it just clicked in Jay's head. Her name hadn't been Jay back then. Bruce was talking, and one word jumped out at not then her. Gotham isn't the safest city for transgender individuals. What's that mean? Not yet, Jay had blurted, her face instantly flushing in shame for showing the Batman that she didn't know something. Bruce merely pauses and clarifies. Transgender? Jay nods, cracking her knuckles to break through her nerves. When someone is transgender, how they feel about themselves doesn't line up with their biological sex. Does that make sense? Jay stares at him with wide eyes, jaw slack. Then, that's allowed? An alarm sounded, Arkham breakout, so they didn't get to talk about it right then. Jay did not wait long the next morning, however. So people can just be girls if they want. Bruce agreed, eyeing his coffee. Or boys. Goes both ways. His voice is scratchy with sleep, even though he's been up as long as Jay. I want to try it, Jay blurts without really thinking it through. Luckily, Bruce doesn't react badly. He just yawns so wide his jaw cracks. Okay, he says, and shrugs like it's no big deal. Frick yeah, Jay crows. I'm gonna be like Wonder Woman. Bruce sets down the rest of his coffee, rubbing at his face to fully wake himself up. Jay appreciates the gesture. All right, kiddo. You're trying out being a girl? Yes, she hisses, wiggling from all the anticipation. All right, he chuckles. Is there anything specific you'd like me to do? Maybe change the language I use for you? What do you mean? Use feminine pronouns instead of masculine. Refer to you as my daughter instead of my son. Maybe change your name. None of that has to be right now, of course. Or permanent, for that matter. I'd like to, she bursts, then clarifies. The pronouns and the daughter stuff. Maybe we can just avoid my name, use nicknames instead, suggest that it's a boy name. That's perfectly fine, kiddo. Bruce smiles at her. I'd like to run through some gender affirmation, see how they feel for you. So you're gonna call me a girl? Essentially, yes. You ready? She gives a decisive nod. I have a daughter, Bruce starts. Her hair is curly and dark. She's passionate and strong, a firecracker of a girl. One of her hobbies is playing guitar and drums, and she's going to be very... Are you okay? Bruce moves forward, a large hand coming up to gently cup her cheek, and Jay realizes her face is wet with tears. His thumb wipes one away, and he looks her in the eye. Her breath catches as the feelings well up. That was nice, she croaks out, hoping he can hear her joy. Nothing has ever made her feel as bright and weightlessly elated as being called a girl. You're happy, Bruce checks. So happy, B. She can't help the laugh that bubbles up as she swipes at her face. You wouldn't believe how happy. It's then that Alfie sweeps into the room, snatching the dishes before either of them can move to clean up after themselves. I hope you gentlemen have enjoyed your breakfast. Is there anything I can get for you before I begin today's chores? Actually, Alfred, there is one thing. You see, my daughter has just informed me that she's trying out being a girl, for at least a little while. Could you please use the language appropriate? We're avoiding names for now. Of course. He turns to Jay. It shall be nice to have a young lady in the house. Anything else I can do for you, my dear, just say the word. He nods decisively and sweeps back out of the room. The rest of that day, and most of the following week, was a blurry smear in Jay's memory. She knows that they told Dick, and that he said he's always wanted a younger sister. Alfred unfailingly referred to her as young mistress and Miss Todd. She remembers talking to a bunch of professional-looking people about how she felt. She signed paper after paper after paper until Jocelyn Rose Todd Wayne, Jay for short. She is not ashamed to admit that she'd considered Diana for her new name. She would readily tell anyone who listened that Diana was the most badass person in her life, and she'd happily name herself after such an amazing individual. She'd also considered Catherine and Martha, but no one had to know. They found Jocelyn by accident and through their night work. While flipping through a tenant list for a suspect, she'd pointed and said it was pretty. They'd added it to the list, and when she looked into the origins, she found it used to be a boy's name, but was now exclusively feminine. Jay had found that so ironic that she chose to try it, and then it stuck. Her clothing style didn't change much. She still loves her hoodies and scruffy jeans, but they add little flair she hadn't known she already loved. She starts to wear jewelry. Getting her ears pierced is an experience. And Babs teaches her about nail polish. Bruce is a good sport about being a practice dummy. Jay is brought to tears when Alfred presents her with her favorite red sweater, now with a beautiful black rose embroidered over the heart. Her school uniform is swapped out, and nobody even gives her a hard time about it. Bruce had been fully prepared to fight tooth and nail, but the change was barely commented on. Some of her classmates even compliment her. The hardest part of the whole process is Robin. Where it never bothered her before, was a source of pride even, being known as the boy wonder now rubs her raw. Batman's partner cannot transition at the same time as Jocelyn Todd Wayne, not with how public she is. Though Dick did give his blessing, Jay is disappointed, but ultimately agrees. Babs offers her Batgirl. I was going to be stepping back from the nightlife anyway, she tells Jay. It'll honestly be a relief to know Batgirl will stay active even while I'm busy with college. Robin gave her magic, sure, but Batgirl gave her freedom. The end. Author's note. Jay's dead name is not Jason. I hate the thing where names sound like the dead name. Also, this is vaguely inspired by my own journey in self-discovery. Being trans for me didn't mean I always knew something was wrong. I realized I wasn't cis, basically, immediately after learning the term transgender, though I didn't come to terms with it for years after. The end for real this time.